Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine a year where two outlaws team up and become friends in an effort to try and find gold and treasure and honor.
But didn't we do Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yes, we did, but Zach, this time, there's a samurai in it.
Ooh!
The year is 1971.
Those portals suck. Oh god. I feel nauseous. Why are these portals so bad? Oh my god. I miss teleporting into bodies. Oh god. Why are there babies everywhere? Why are there just babies everywhere? Where are we? Why would Sandro send us to a nursery? Is this baby? Is that Ryan Gosling, but a baby?
No.
Okay, the baby just said no, so I don't know.
I smoke weed every day.
Is that Snoop Dogg as a baby? Oh my god, why are these babies talking? Oh, I'm in a coma, I forgot. The other day, we were going to begin recording the podcast, and then I got hit in the head just like Sandra did last year, which means I'm in a coma, which means this is all a dream.
It's not a coma. And I'm going to send you used condoms to your dressing room.
Oh, no, that's Jared Leto.
It's me as a baby.
Should I kill a baby just to avoid... No.
I'm a doctor. I'm one of the doctors.
No, I'm going to kill that baby.
It's me, David Tennant, as a baby.
Yeah, I got it. I got the joke. He has a very thick Scottish accent, and that baby had a terrible Scottish accent.
I starred in Planet of the Apes. I'm also a racist man. I punch people. I'm also in Transformers.
Oh, no. Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, it's from me, Mark Wahlberg. I'm a rapper, but I'm dead, but no one thinks I'm dead.
Tupac. Okay.
I'm going to buy Twitter one day. Where?
That's Elon Baby.
Kill me.
Well, this is all exciting. I need to go find Sandro in this room full of very famous babies.
I'm right here. I was all the famous
babies. Oh my goodness.
That was just a little game I like to play called Which Celebrities Were Born in 1971?
It's weird that they could all speak and have distinct accents.
That's because it was me. It's all of them.
Oh, you are them. Yeah, that checks out with the whole coma dream thing.
Yeah, you're not in a coma, but you are maybe dreaming because you got to watch a Western with a samurai in it.
Oh, that's true. That's my one dream. I was like, I hope one day I can watch a movie with a samurai and a cowboy in it.
Well, you did, and it's called Red Sun, and Zach, we're reviewing it this week on... the podcast.
Oldie but a goodie? That's it. Right. Fantastic. Oh, what a good movie. What a fun time. Yeah. Probably not as good as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I mean, that was like 5 out of 5. Incredible movie.
Yeah, this is like a 3.5 going on to a 4.
I would say. I think. I would agree with that. I think this is a... one of the better westerns we've done. Probably the second best, next to Butch Cassidy. Every other western we've done is shit.
Yeah. That being said, there was a few issues with this film holding it back. A lot of strange editing choices.
Sure, yes.
Sound design. A lot of good choices, though, as well, which is kind of strange. It oddly balanced itself out.
Yeah, the soundtrack of this was not great. Not a great soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, here's the thing. I really liked the intro soundtrack.
Yeah.
Where it had a mixture of, like, Western and traditional Japanese.
Mm.
And so it was like, it was kind of blending the two together, which is what the movie kind of did as well.
That's true.
Which was pretty cool.
I liked that. But then there were also just some songs that were just annoying
yeah.
as well.
Oh, absolutely. And also, volume issues throughout. Yeah. My poor co-host, Sandro, was constantly having to, like, turn the volume up and or down.
Yeah.
Depending on the scenes.
We watched this one in person. To be fair, my dishwasher and aircon were on when yeah. we were watching this, so
that's true.
It doesn't help with the sound.
But yeah, the audio and sound was a bit all over the place.
Mm.
It had really high moments and really low moments.
It did. As did the movie itself. I think there was yeah. some really good stuff in here. Every time I watch a Western, and I always ask you this as well. I'm like, okay. Is this Red Dead Redemption main plot or side quest? And I feel like this is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I could see this as a really good side quest that everyone yeah. tells you, oh, you got to do this one. It's great. You meet up with the samurai.
Yeah.
You have to go grab this golden sword. I
really,
mean, that
really
sounds epic.
Really, really fun little side quest.
But does it scream main plot to me? Maybe not.
Not necessarily, but also I think you could make a game that is
yeah,
this.
Yeah. You could make its yeah. own standalone game, but I don't think it's the Red Dead.
Mm.
It's a side quest in Red Dead that gets its own spin-off game at
right.
one point.
Maybe it's like a 10-hour long side. Like, it's one of those side quests
yeah.
that you keep coming back to that's got multiple side quests.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is still not the main plot of Red Dead. You know what I mean?
No, it's like one of the big main side quests
yeah.
sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, I quite like this. I liked all the actors. One of them gets barely anything to do considering that she's pretty popular. But, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
The action's pretty good. It's racist, but it's a Western, so that's fine.
I guess. Yeah. Let us be clear. It is the depictions of the Native Americans that so far in almost every Western has not been great.
No, always it is bad.
Pretty racist. They are just labeled as the enemy and are used as a plot point.
Yeah, they are, most of them probably white guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of white guys in makeup. It's rough.
It's a bit rough, but, you know, it's not as bad as we've seen it before, but also they are just there to be killed.
Which is ironic, seeing the depiction of the Japanese, I would say, is pretty good in this film, right?
It's not too bad. There's not much in here that I would say is necessarily racist towards them. It's mainly just the Native Americans that this film is a bit racist towards. Yeah, I can't think of anything really with the Japanese characters that was that bad. I mean, I guess the fact that they are, like, gonna kill themselves if certain stuff doesn't go right.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit like, would they in the late 1800s still be doing harakiri?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like their honor code sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, well, the whole point of the movie itself, a little spoiler, is that he's trying to hold on to those traditions.
That's true.
In a way.
That's true.
But looking past the bad bits of the film, the rest of it's good.
Yeah,
if you ignore the bad part of the film, Sandra,
yes.
it's actually good.
I think it's a pretty good, because you've got Charles Bronson as our main character, whose name is Link.
Link?
Sorry, Zelda. Little Mrs. Zelda over here. Breath of the Sword. What's the name of the new one?
Breath of the Tears Wild. Of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom. The
Sword
of the Kingdom.
That's not a bad name, actually. But also, those games are about Link getting a sword.
Oh,
that's
wait,
like,
they are, aren't they?
That's both of the games are about them trying to get a sword. So you could have
right.
just called it Breath of the Wild.
Gee, yeah, he's he was in The Great Escape, which we did last year. I don't remember who he is in that, but he was in that. And,
well, I think he was shaved. I think I did recognize him from that, but I can't remember which one he played.
Oh, he's the guy who makes the tunnels. You remember the tunnel
the guy
was
who
also
was
claustrophobic.
Also, yeah, claustrophobic. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, there you go. He
was
a good character.
He was a really good, action hero. He's got a very gruff, like, kind of Stallone look to him. You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which is interesting, because we've seen him in the tunnel thing, where he did, like, a good, like, scared, terrified sort of thing.
That's true.
And now we're seeing this other side where he's playing this rough. So he's got a good range. Yeah. He's a good actor.
I quite liked him in this.
Yeah, too. Yeah. He was very somewhere in between Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, right?
In terms of, like, yeah.
If you went right in the middle of those two characters, where you had the sassy brains.
Yeah, the sassy brains and then the competency.
The silent gun shooter, right? Yeah. He was right in the middle of those two, where he could shoot a gun real good, but he was also a bit of a sassy boy.
He was exactly how I play Arthur in Red Dead Redemption 2.
There you go.
Exactly how I play him, I think. Can you choose dialogue choices in that? No, you can't. But that's still how I play him.
Yeah. How you envision yourself.
How I envision him. Yeah, no, for sure. You also got Tarisho Mifune, who we actually saw last year as the bandit in Rashomon.
There you go.
He's in heaps of Kurosawa stuff. He's in like Seven Samurai, Hidden Fortress. He's in all of them.
He's really good.
He's great in this. He's so good.
He's kick ass.
Yeah. Really, really, really good samurai guy coming through with his sword.
And he's good effects.
You pointed out something interesting, which was whenever the samurai guy kills someone with his sword, it's shot how it's shot in Japanese movies, which is over-the-top blood.
Yeah, stab and then, like, big splurts of blood everywhere. Yeah. Whereas when the cowboys shoot people, they get shot and they collapse, right? Just like normal cowboy films. So it was actually quite interesting that they had that, like, split of styles almost.
Mm.
I feel like this is a really good idea that was executed okay.
It was executed as well as it could have been at the time, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it was capable of doing better.
Maybe.
But this was pretty good.
And yeah, look, like, you've got Charles Bronson. He was the cowboy slash the action man that Japanese audiences really liked. And then you've got Toroshio, who was the kind of samurai guy that a lot of American audiences watch the movies of. So it's a good kind of cross of, like, it's just a good way to make money. It's good.
It was a good crossover, you're saying.
I think this could definitely be remade and, like, be really solid as well.
Mm.
I can see this.
Well, luckily they've got us to remake this at the end of the podcast for them.
We've got some other characters. We've got the Frenchman. He's the bad guy. He was also a bit of a sex symbol in the 60s, apparently. Alain Delon is the bad guy. Gauche.
his name is really dumb because it sounds like goofy. It's like, Gauche.
It does sound a little goofy.
And when he yelled it out, like, there's a point where he yells out his name. Yeah. I couldn't tell what he was saying.
My name is Gauche.
yeah, essentially, right?
He's got a really good American accent considering that his character is meant to be French and also he is French.
There you go.
His American accent was not too bad. I thought that he was an American playing a French guy.
But no, he actually is French. Wow, there you go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. And then also, Ursula Andres, who was Honey Rider in Dr. No, and then also Vespa Lind in Casino Royale. She's in this as Christina, and she's just here to show her boobs.
Yep.
Really? That's why she's in the movie.
No. She's also sassy a lot, Sandra.
That's true. She does have a bit of sass.
And kind of contrarian. Because she constantly tries to get on people's good sides and then immediately goes, fuck you, you're a bitch, I hate you.
That's what Bond girls do.
Yeah.
They all betray everyone.
Yep. So. Yep. She's just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
She's all right.
It's interesting that she's in this because it is directed by the guy who directed the first couple James Bond movies. It's directed by Terrence Young. And I don't know. It's like she's in this. She's credited really high in, like, the big names to go see this movie, but she isn't really in it at all.
Mm.
So it is interesting. I don't know. I think she could have had a bit more to do, but also it's the 70s, I guess, you know?
Yeah. She is very much just a Bond girl in this, which is quite funny.
Do you want a fun fact?
I would love a fun fake fun fact.
Do you know how Tarisho Mifune was in Seven Samurai?
Yeah.
Charles Bronson was in the American remake of Seven Samurai, Magnificent Seven.
Whoa!
Which is pretty funny.
Ironic.
Very funny. This movie was also distributed by a company called Les Films Corona. Oh my god. I don't know what that is.
Stop writing your conspiracy theories. Stop it. Don't do it.
Won't stop it. Mm. You stop saying that you're in a coma, which is a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else non-spoilery to say? I don't know. The action's really good.
Yeah, action's fun. I liked the jive everyone had together.
Yeah.
As we were talking about the Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid, the two main characters have good chemistry together.
Well, that's what you want in a Western, because, like, plot-wise, they're all the same.
Yeah,
so, it's the same with, like, superhero movies.
Well, no, there was a golden sword in this one, Sandra.
There was a golden...
Which is different.
There was a bloody golden bracelet in the Marvels.
Yeah.
So what's your point?
Wait, that's... My point is that's not a Western.
Oh, I was going to say that... You want your main characters to be charismatic in Westerns because they don't have much else going for them in terms of plot.
Now that sounds like something reasonable to say, but I disagree. Fuck you.
At least this one had a golden sword.
Had a golden sword, so you're actually just wrong and invalid. But yeah, no, I think all the main four characters.
Yeah, main four.
Because you have the... Cowboy that gets betrayed, samurai that gets his buddy killed,
Zelda,
and you've got the screaming Bond girl,
yes,
and the bad guy.
Mm.
And I think all four of them had a good jive together.
I agree. They're all really good.
And it was fun. The action was cool. The ending was weird, but we'll get to it.
The ending was a little bit weird. But we will.
We'll get to my gripes, and we can talk about them.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if there's any other fun facts or production details that I got. There's nothing here. I don't think people really remember this movie very well, but I'm glad that I found it because you know what? It's a pretty good Western.
It's a good Western. It's a fun time.
Yeah,
it was cool with the whole samurai twist to it. You know,
yeah, it was good.
I wish we had a bit more of this nowadays. You know.
More what?
You know, samurai, ex-cowboy. It's the whole thing of, like, samurais and cowboys existed at the same time,
yeah,
right?
But there's not enough movies with them in it.
Yeah, with both of them together. I think there was other things that were around at the same time as
cowboys
well.
Cowboys versus Aliens starring Daniel Craig. That's another one. It's two things that existed at the same time. They're crossing over. Cowboys versus Aliens.
I don't think I need to argue against
aliens
this.
Aliens versus Predators.
You're not real. You're in my coma. All right. I rate this a goodie.
Ooh.
It was a goodie. You know, it wasn't a greatie.
No.
I'd probably give it like a 3.5. You know, I had fun. It was quite enjoyable to watch. It's a long film.
Yeah, it's just under 2 hours, which is a bit long for a movie with that much plot.
Oh, absolutely. But still, I felt like I enjoyed pretty much the whole way. There was maybe bits and bobs you could cut out, but I didn't feel like any time was wasted, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
it felt
sure.
like it was pretty good.
I'm having a look here at movies that feature samurais and cowboys.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Samurai Cowboy.
That seems pretty on the nose, yep.
That's about it, honestly.
Oh, that's it? Wow.
It's just that in this movie.
Wow.
There's a film from 2010 called The Warrior's Way.
Ooh.
Which is a New Zealand South Korean movie.
Whoa. That sounds pretty cool.
It doesn't look great.
Oh.
There's a movie here with Hiroyuki Sanada, who's the bad guy in some of the John Wicks. He's Scorpion, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The new Mortal Kombat, called East Meets West, which is a samurai having to work his way across the West.
Oh, yeah.
That could be fun.
That sounds like sort of what we're after.
Yeah, but there's not many movies with this particular, like, gimmick. Make more. And that's why you're giving it a goodie. And I'm also going to give this a goodie. So that's two goodies. For Red Sun, more like Red Goodie.
There's Cool Sword.
Yeah.
It's cool Sword.
Cool Swords.
Oh my god, it's me, American Selly McSeller. And have you heard the news? Have you heard the big news? Sandro and Zach from Moldy But a Goodie, they got a brand new bonus episode out right now on patreon.com/oldiebutagoodiepod. You can head there right now and get a brand new bonus episode on a German movie called Kill a Condom. The movie's actually about a lot of different things and themes, but that's not what this clip's gonna tell you.
Our main character, what you need to know about him... He is Sicilian, he's missing a nut,
got a 32 inch penis.
He's got a 32 inch penis, yeah.
Vital information.
Which is a great scene where he takes off his pants in front of Billy, and we just get this giant silhouette.
Yeah, yeah. He of course takes his pants off in front of like a lamp, and so we just cut to the other character. We see this dark shadow rising up, like the fucking ship that Darth Vader rocks in the last movie. Just this giant shadow rocking in, except it's his rocking his penis. Giant penis.
Yeah, the movie's actually pretty progressive and is about a lot of different themes, and there's some great characters in there, but. That clip, I mean, there's a lot of dick jokes as well, so it makes sense that the producers chose that clip. Anyway, patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod. Head there now and get that bonus episode for your ear holes. You can also head there and get ad-free episodes as well for a slightly cheaper tier. Oh my goodness. I'm an American, and let me tell you what, it's a good deal.
Alright, let's get into some spoilers then. We could go through the plot, kind of mention stuff along the way if you want. There's not a whole lot of plot here to go through.
Yeah, I mean, we could go through the start, which has the conflict that begins.
Yeah.
We start with a train.
Toot toot, says the train.
apparently we've turned into
the tank engine.
Yeah, we've turned into like a children's program. Toot toot when the train is pulled up next to the bandits about to kill everyone inside the car.
I'm carrying the Japanese ambassador inside of me, said Henry the Train. Henry,
yes, that's one of the trains in Thomas the Tank Engine.
I was trying
engine.
To come up with one that isn't.
No, you it, and you managed to choose a name that is that one is. Of the trains.
Said in, Buster the Train.
I'm pretty sure Buster.
You reckon that there's a train? Yeah.
No. I'm saying there's not. I think you're right on Buster. I'm sure if you looked it up.
Thomas and Friends, Buster. There is a train called Buster.
Christ. Sarjo, get it together.
It's not even a train. It's a steamroller.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
damn it.
God damn it, Sarjo. You fucked it again.
I fucked it up. Anyway.
All right. After the bandits shoot Buster.
Yeah, Buster's dead. On screen. Buster gets fucking fucked.
He gets... Henry Buster gets fucked up.
Henry Buster? Yeah.
Yeah.
First name Henry, last name Buster.
Buster.
And I'm a train. It doesn't make any sense.
Full on dead because the bandits shoot him.
Yes.
No, so we get a scene, train pulls up, we see one carriage is like full of US Army mm-hmm. men because they have a carriage with a Japanese ambassador.
Yes.
And one of the bodyguards steps out
mm-hmm.
and he's in this like cool... samurai sort of garb.
Yeah.
He's like swords. And he's looking real cool. And everybody's like, whoa, who is this guy?
Because they're all from the West. They all spend their times on horses and in brothels. They've never seen a Japanese man before.
It's true.
Yeah.
The internet didn't exist. That's one of the things I think about sometimes is just before the internet, a lot of people just wouldn't have seen other races or cultures, just ever.
I mean, I never see race. I don't see color.
I see it all the time. But, yeah, there are a couple of very safe and sane-looking individuals hop onto the train.
That's right. They
board
like,
onto the train.
Where, Mr. Buster, maybe we board your dead carcass? And they're like, yeah. There's a great episode of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, where they go on a car trip inside of a car that just dies halfway through the car trip.
Oh,
it's like
nice.
An alive car, and it just dies halfway through
no.
the car trip. That's
this
what
is
I
horrible.
Imagine our version of this movie is. Just
I want to move on from Henry Buster, the dead train. Let's move on from that
anyway.
Before we confuse the audience into thinking there was a live train in this movie.
But yeah, it's like a really cool kind of like heist movie opening where they've got a plan.
Yeah.
You don't entirely know what the plan is, but they've got
yeah,
a plan.
We just see some very sussy barkers hop onto the train.
Sure.
And then as the train's going along... these bandits sort of get up, pull out their guns.
Yep.
And they hold up the train.
They hold up the train. They get almost $500,000 worth of money from this train. A lot of money from
the train. I liked the line where our bandit boy, he says, all right, now we're going to go collect money. Much like communion in church.
Yeah, that's good. Well, he's like, you're on a train through the Wild West. Time to give you a Wild West show. Just sit back and you'll enjoy this. just think of the money you're giving us as money for a ticket to a show.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's really good. I'm like,
he's very charismatic. He's very, you know, he's not making enemies.
No, he's not.
Whereas
he's
I feel good. Like the other character, the Frenchman,
oh, Frenchman.
He's making a few enemies.
I am here to make the enemies and I'm here to eat the snails. But there are no snails. So I'm just here to make the enemies. But they entered the ambassador's carriage and they get some money. It's all well and good.
Yeah, yeah. They have a confrontation. Then the ambassador shows them their money.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives them the money. What's our main character's name? I keep forgetting his name.
Link.
Link. That's right. Yeah. How could I forget that? Link.
Because he wants the sword.
Yeah, Link takes the money and he's like...
trying to fight back again.
Yeah,
Bakaran. What's the bad guy in the new Zelda games? What's he called?
Ganondorf?
Yeah, that's it. Backgammon?
What? Ganondorf? What the fuck are you saying? What?
I don't know. My partner tried to explain the plot of the new Zelda to me. I was like, oh, fuck it. I don't know what's going on.
Man who's never played a Zelda game tries to explain.
So it's backgammon.
So Zelda tries to fight backgammon.
To get the Unicron, right?
Yeah, to get the Unicron. Fucking Unicron.
Dear me. Anyway.
Okay, so. Yeah. Bring it back. Link leaves with the money. He's cool. He's bids them farewell. But the Frenchie, he spots a container for a precious sword.
Yes, a golden ceremonial samurai sword.
Yes, which was a gift for the U.S. embassy, I think.
The president, actually, I think.
Yeah, the president. Yeah.
The president.
Yeah, and so he steals this.
Of course he does.
Which upsets the samurai.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, you can take the money, we don't care, but this is a piece of honor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a gift, you know, we need this.
And so they confront the Frenchman and they're like, tell me your name so that I can find you and kill you. And the Frenchman's like, scary. I'll tell you my name though, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, he first shoots the other samurai.
He does shoot one of the samurai.
Yeah, he's like, shoot. Because that samurai is a bit of a classic hothead samurai who's like, you can't take that sword. We need that. And then he charges. He gets shot. And so the other samurai is like, I need to get revenge for my fallen compadre. Tell me your name. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll tell you my name. Fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, no, I've been hunted by a samurai now. What the fuck happened there?
Yeah, so they run off.
And then Link is blown up.
Yes, Link gets betrayed by the Frenchman by getting blown up. He manages to just jump out of a carriage in time before it blows up.
He's nursed back to health by the samurai and is told that he has to help one of the samurai men track down the Frenchman and get the sword back.
So he's like, I'm not going to do that.
He's like, I'm not going to do it. And then he's like, well, if you don't do it, then the samurai here, he's going to fall on his sword and kill himself.
And he's like, oh, well, that's not so bad. I'd like to see that, actually.
He's like, well, you also cut your head off.
Well, actually, I wouldn't like to see that, actually.
that's a
direct quote from the film.
That's a direct quote. So there we go. It's a buddy cop comedy. We've got the cowboy, we've got the samurai.
Yes.
They're on the road together. And that's the whole movie. They're traveling around. The samurai guy, he's eating weird food. And cowboy's like, this bloody smells bad, but tastes pretty bloody good.
What's this, rice wrapped in seaweed? This will never catch on.
Oh, bandits will kill him. Yeah, kill all the bandits. It's just kind of a road trip.
You're doing like a montage road trip right now of this like 2-hour film in like 5 minutes.
Oh, mosquito, chop the mosquito with a sword. That's a moment. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he does a Mr. Miyagi before Mr. Miyagi. So I'm saying it stole it from this film.
You reckon? I mean, I feel like a lot of samurai movies probably
did that.
But also, they weren't starring Americans. This one is.
Because at one point, the cowboy at first keeps trying to escape.
Yeah.
And when he first tries, he tries to grab his boots off the samurai because the samurai has kept his boots separate so he can't run away.
Yeah.
So he tries to go grab his boots and then the samurai instantly wakes up.
Yeah.
And so he pretends. He's Link's like, oh, there's so many mosquitoes around. I just couldn't sleep. Damn mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And the samurai's like, there's just one mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now there are zero mosquitoes.
And the whole time, Link is trying to get the samurai to not kill the Frenchman as soon as they catch him. So that he can get the information out of where the gold is hidden. All that money that they got off the train, where it's hidden, because he was going to hide it.
Yep.
And so he's like, don't kill him. But then he's like, I will kill him. He's like, but don't actually do that.
Yeah, they keep going back and forth where he's like, I'll help you find this guy if you let him live for one day so you can help me find the money.
Yeah.
But the samurai's like, no, I'm going to kill him as soon as I see him. Yeah. That's the whole point. And then they have fights over it. At one point, he pushes the samurai down a hill.
Oh my goodness, what a rough
And then tries
hill.
To make a little run for it, but then he like hides, makes a sharp weapon with a stick, and then tries to attack the samurai, and the samurai just cuts the stick in half.
Obviously.
And he's like, well, damn, if only you didn't have those, I could beat you in a fist fight. And so the samurai's like, okay, sure, puts the swords aside. And so then Link tries to fight the samurai, but the samurai's like, yeah, nice punches. Anyway, judo slam.
That was a great scene where Link keeps just like running at him or like going to kick him, and he's just constantly flipping Link over.
Over again. Link gets the crap beaten out of him as the probably shouldn't have, you know, pushed a samurai down a hill and then challenged him to hand-to-hand combat, because you piss him off because he just keeps slamming Link over and over.
It's true. The samurai, he does tell Link that, like, he comes from a long line of samurais. He wants to die in battle.
Well, he doesn't want to necessarily die in battle. It's more like he wants to retain the honor of samurai because samurai are a dying breed.
That's right. Japan is changing, just like America's changing.
Yeah, it was...
Everything's changing.
It's interesting, because it almost had a, like... I think they could have emphasized this more.
Mm.
Because, remember, in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the whole point of that movie is that the way of banditry and cowboys and stuff is kind of done. And they're not able to adapt to the new world.
Yeah, well, that would have been set maybe, like, 40 years after when this movie is set. I think that was the turn of the century, so...
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you could have done a thing.
You could have put more of that in there.
You could have had an interesting thing where it's like, oh yeah, cowboys are dying out and samurai are dying out almost at the same time.
True.
So they can almost relate on that sort of thing. But they didn't really touch on that. They just talked about how, you know, Japan's changing and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Not much happens until they go to a brothel.
Woohoo!
They go to a brothel, and let me tell you what... Link gets
They steal some horses. They kill some bandits. That was pretty good.
Said that in the horses, bandits, fight montage bit.
Sorry, I missed that in the 2 seconds you gave half an hour of this film. No, but that was where we got one of the, like, we got several stabs from the samurai sword and a lot of blood. So that
during
was pretty
cool. There's a bunch of bandits at like an old man's ranch or whatever.
And they kill the bandits. It's pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
That was pretty fun. I really enjoyed that. I think all the action in this is pretty good.
Yeah, the action
aside
great.
From all the parts where they're just killing Native Americans.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
They're bad fighters. They're like built up as these scary people who just like murdered a whole bunch of the bandits, right?
Yeah.
You know, we see earlier like this whole bunch of dead bandits with spears in them and no dead Cherokee, right?
That's true.
And it's like, oh shit, these are elite killers. And then when they see them, they just run around on horses and get killed. Like, they don't kill anyone, really.
They're just cannon fodder.
Yeah,
that's
they're
the only
just cannon they're fodder.
For.
And they, like, flail around, and it's like, ugh. And they just light things on fire a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a great depiction, I think. It's definitely the weakest point in this film.
It is pretty weak. But you know what's a pretty not weak point in the film? You know what's a pretty hard point in the film?
Oh, I know what's hard.
So they go to this brothel.
Mm-hmm.
Link gets it on with Pepita.
Pepita, yes, Pepita. Who is Pepita played by?
A French fashion model who was in the Pink Panther.
Woo!
A Cappuccine, I think her name was. She was also credited really high, and I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then, like, at the end of the movie, I was like, but who was that person that they credited?
Yeah. She didn't get much screen time, but she was good. They have a little bit of a little fling.
A little fling. Karuta, the samurai, also... has a bit of a fling with a woman. Which at first I was like, they go off into a room together. She gives him a bath. And I was like, is that just where it's going to end? Because like, that feels like what they're leading to. What? No, they fade to black.
Yeah, yeah. They have and a scene. Like, okay. We get quite a bit of tatas in this film. We get multiple tatas.
That's right. We're entering the 70s, which is where movies got steamy.
A little steamy. Yes. And so we see some tatas in that scene before it fades to black.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later on, we see the Bond girl's tatas.
Yep, yep, yep. Speaking of the Bond girl, she's there. So Christina, that's her name. She is the French man's go-to, I guess. And their plan is to use her to get to him, basically. And ew. So they lock her in the room.
Oh.
And they keep her there until he shows up.
Oh.
That's their plan.
Oh, well, I think they just lock her up for a night, because I think the idea is that they'll spend the night there and then go in the morning to try and do the whole ransom thing.
Yeah.
Which was their plan. But it gets kind of interrupted as they spend the night, have some steamy times, have some hidden knives in a bathtub that we joked was up the samurai's butt.
Yeah, there's a random point in the morning where the French man's henchmen come over to pick her up, Christina. And then Link is like, I'm going to shoot you all, aside from one of you. But there is a part where Link and the samurai's bedrooms are right next to each other.
Yeah.
So they're having a shootout with Link, and one of them's like, I'll take cover in the doorway right next to it.
Yeah.
It takes cover there, and then just gets a samurai sword straight through the door, which was very funny.
That was good. That was good. I liked the bit where earlier Link tried to peek in on the samurai to see what he was up to, how he was doing. And the samurai was in the bath, but he saw the door start to open, so he pulled out a knife and just threw it at the door. It's Link opened the door, and he's like, oh, all right.
Oh, get out of here. That's right. Send me a message.
But we made a joke, because where did those knives come from?
Where did those knives come from? His butt.
His butt. That
it
was
came
the joke.
From his butt.
They obviously didn't,
it
but it was a funny joke.
Keeps knives inside of his anus, is what we joked about.
Thanks, Sandra, for really spelling that one out.
doesn't, though. He does.
So we have a bit of a little shootout here. It was a good little shootout.
That's all right. And then they take one of the bandits hostage, basically tell him to run to the Frenchman and tell them where to meet them so they can give him his girl.
Yes, swap the girl for the sword.
We see the Frenchman talk to the guy who they let go as well. We got a dumb jump scare.
Oh, yeah.
It like reveals himself like from like behind a
curtain.
I don't
think it was a jump scare. It was just like a tense moment.
It was a jump scare to me because it was a Frenchman on screen, Zach. That's why it was a jump scare.
But also the music really blared out at that moment.
That's true.
And it was like this tense moment. Is the Frenchman going to kill this random bandit? And then he doesn't. And it's like, well, that scene was kind of pointless.
Yep.
And then, Link and the samurai and the Bond girl go to a hideout.
They go to a hideout, kind of like a small village where the bandits were held up, but they've all been killed by Native Americans.
Yeah, and we have a scene where they shack up for the night.
Oh, yes.
Bond girl tries to seduce Link, but then, like, grabs his gun and is like, ha, I would never join you, you fall for that. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And she tries to shoot him, and oh! The gun's not loaded.
He expected it.
Yeah, he had unloaded his gun.
That's
and
right.
So he pimp slaps her.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. Jesus Christ.
Good old Sean Connery moment. And then...
a true James Bond moment then.
Yeah, and then gets his gun back. And they're like, she was going to betray me. Yep, expected that one.
And then she just takes a horse and leaves.
They go to bed.
The day after, I mean.
Yeah, the day after she escapes... Jumps on a horse, runs away, and they chase after her.
Yeah.
She then gets captured by Native Americans.
She comes across random men on horses and is like, that's them, they've come to get me, come, hi, I'm here. And then they're not, they're the band of Native Americans, and they all capture her.
They do an interesting torture sort of death thing where they get some leather and wet it, wrap it around her neck, tie it. And then, because it's wet, it'll dry out, and as it dries out, it will constrict.
Yeah, I don't know how real that was.
Yeah, it was real enough.
It's better than scalping, so...
Yeah, well, I guess that's fair. But then Link and the samurai, they save her.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the next hideout spot.
Yes, the next hideout spot, which is where they're meant to meet the Frenchman.
Yeah.
They show up there and they're like, we're the first ones here, haha, but nope, the Frenchman's hiding in the roof. Cat gets the prisoner, takes all their weapons, classic stuff.
Yeah. It's surrounded by sugar cane, so they do sort of stake it out, but they don't see any bandits, and then they slowly walk in.
I like that as well, because it's like, in samurai movies, there's a lot of like long grass, that sort of stuff.
So yeah,
they
kind of
used the sugar cane in that way, which I quite liked.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
It was good parallel sort of thing there. And it's interesting, because they go in, they get captured, and they have a bit of a talk back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Deus Ex racism.
That's what I wrote down in my notes, is Deus Ex racism. Because, yep, Madre mia, is one of the cowboys said. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Madre mia. I don't know. Is that even a thing people say?
It was probably like Mamma Mia. But
like Mamma Mia, but for
Mexicans. Yeah. I don't know what that was. Anyway, the Cherokee attack, and so Link, the samurai, the Frenchman, and the rest of the banditry all start working together, because if you're the enemy of my enemy, you're my friend.
That's right.
So they just start working together, and even, what's his face? Link gets a gun, and he doesn't shoot the Frenchman.
That's right. They don't shoot each other. They instead shoot at the Native Americans.
Yep. And it's interesting, because I think in that moment, definitely the Frenchman is like, I'm safe because I know where the money is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is why Link needs the Frenchman alive.
Mm.
But the samurai wanted to kill him. So we had a scene earlier where they were on a mountain.
Yeah.
In the freezing cold, and the samurai went for a bath, and Link took the guy's clothes, and he's like, give my clothes back, what the fuck? And he's like, you have to promise not to kill the Frenchman.
Yeah.
And so they go back and forth, and he's like, fine, I won't kill him till you say you kill him.
That was a pretty funny scene.
I
quite like that
It scene. Was very childish, though, because he literally just stole his clothes
like
at a bar.
Prank in like an 80s movie. Stole your clothes.
Oh, stole your clothes.
But yeah, there's a pretty good fight with the Comanches in that scene. Like, it's fine.
It was funny. The samurai immediately was like, give me the golden sword.
Yeah.
And he like harassed one of the bandits. And the French guy's like, yeah. The bandit's like, ah, I'm being harassed by this samurai. Help me. And the French guy was like, just give him the sword. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're being attacked right now.
It was fine. I like the part where they are in like a kind of like a crop circle. A bit of a crop circle.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in like a circle area, and
so they fight their way out into the sugar cane.
Yeah.
They have a fight in the sugar cane.
In the sugar cane, which was quite good.
But then the Cherokee start lighting the sugar cane on fire. And so they do this sort of crop circle thing, as you say, to like keep the fire off them.
Yeah, I quite liked that, how they're just getting attacked from all angles.
And everything's on fire.
And everything's on fire. That was quite good. That was shot quite well. And then, yeah, they kill all the Native Americans. Yippee!
I wasn't sure if I could say that, but I'm glad you said it.
They did it! Whoa. Oh, boy. Yikes. But then the samurai, he goes to kill the Frenchman.
Yeah, but he gave his word. So he like he raises his sword, but hesitates because he gave his word. And then Butch, not Butch
not
Cassidy.
Butch, wrong movie.
I know, I've resisted saying it this whole time, but I finally said it by accident. No, Link says, kill him. But because he hesitated, the French guy manages to turn around in time and shoot the samurai.
That's right.
Because he gave his word.
The samurai gets shot a bunch of times. He's dying. And so Link is like, fuck you, French man. And he kills him.
Yeah. And the French guy's like, ha, you're not going to kill me. You need me to get the money. I don't even need to arm myself. Before the Frenchman tries to turn and kill him. And then bang, Link just kills him. And it's like, yeah.
Just straight up
Link
kills
doesn't give a shit about the money because you killed his friend.
That's right. Damn. And then Link is like, I would like that money, but I'm gonna take this sword to the ambassador. I'm gonna take it back to the train. I will complete the mission.
I will retain your honor, my samurai friend. And the samurai friend's like, oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
And Christina's like, I'll help you find the money, though. But he's like, shut up, slap. Get out of here. And you're like, oh.
Just to clarify, he doesn't slap her again.
He doesn't slap her again. But he does tell her to shut up.
Yeah. I mean, which is fair, because she's just full of it.
Yeah.
And
he leaves the sword for the ambassador to take to the White House.
Yeah. He completes the mission for the samurai, which is good. He even digs a little grave for the samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the movie. The
film. Yeah.
I quite like it. You know, it's kind of low budget. It's pretty good Western movie. A lot of traveling with a lot of music. I think it's pretty good. I would say if you're a fan of Westerns, but you find old Westerns kind of boring, you're not going to find anything new with this one.
Yeah.
But you'll probably enjoy it more than your bland Westerns.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's a little bit more here.
It's a pretty generic Western, apart from, you know, the samurai sort of part. So if you like that sort of thing, you probably like this movie.
And also, if you're a fan of Buster, the steamroller, who goes about his job with glee and pride, knowing all is right in the world, which is what they say on Thomas the Tank Engine Wiki for his character, you will enjoy this movie as well, because Buster is shot in this film.
Shut up. But I feel like definitely this could have been better, especially with the Native American bit. But
yeah,
we can fix this.
We can fix this.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The American West, a place where our character as a nation took shape, where dreams came true, where ambitions were shattered, and where legends were born. But above all, a place where ordinary people came looking for a new life and ended up doing extraordinary things. No one tells the story of the Old West better than author Rick Stieber, and now there's a podcast dedicated to his stories and poems. It's called Writing the West, and in every 15-minute episode, you'll hear the stuff most history books left out, but that we can't afford to forget. If you want to hear the real stories of real people in the Old West brought to life, this is the podcast for you. Check it out on Spotify. That's Writing, WRITING, The West, the stories and poetry of Rick Stieber.
Because, Zach, it's now time for remakes.
Whoa, it's time to do a remake.
It's time to do a remake.
So first off, I'm going to say instead of Native Americans, we have a rival gang that wants the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They heard about this big heist, but they heard Link got shot, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, with Link out of the way, we can move into the turf. We can take the money. So there's this whole thing. So instead of them having to fight Native Americans, they actually have to fight off this rival gang, who's like Link's rival, right?
Yeah.
And then you can have a whole thing with, like, while they're in the shootout with the samurai, right? The samurai asks Link, like, who is this guy? And Link has to explain, oh, yeah, he's my rival. Kind of stole all his money and his girl or something, you know. And so there's a bit more, like, a bit more backstory to it just then.
I like that.
You know, a bit more tension.
Yeah. No, I like that. All right, let's start with Link then. Who would we cast as Link? I feel like Tom Holland would be a pretty good Link.
Oh, I was thinking of Tom Hopper, so.
like Tom Holland as Link. Someone, you know, like, because a Link isn't really a big guy. He's quite a small petite guy. He's got to look good in green too. So I'm feeling like a Link could be really good.
Did you Google Legend of Zelda just so you could look at what Link looks like? So you could
make this
joke?
Link looks like. I know. And maybe like a Will Poulter or a...
Shut up. You're dumb.
Tom Holland is really the only person that anyone's cast as Link in like a fan cast. There's not many other people here who would be...
Well, he's not blonde. I mean, they could dye his hair, I guess.
Just dye his hair.
Yeah.
But all jokes aside,
thank God.
You want an actor who's a bit old, like an older actor,
yeah,
kind of gruff cowboy.
Western cowboy man.
Who
Will Smith. Oh, it's the Wicked Wicked Wild Wild West.
Never again.
Wicked Wild Wild West.
Never again. I haven't seen the whole movie.
No, really?
I've just seen clips and bits and pieces. I like the song though.
It is a good song. We have to see that movie. I've watched it twice. Maybe three times. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. Because Westerns went out of style, right? We don't have that anymore. What do we have instead of Westerns, right?
Superhero movies.
That's true.
And you know who would be good?
Mm-hmm.
He was Cable and Thanos.
Oh,
Josh Brolin as Link. He's kind of gruff.
Yeah. I could see that. I was actually thinking of good old Tony Stark.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, I think he could do it.
He's got that sass. You know,
he does have that sass.
He has that cowboy sass,
and he needs something.
Yeah,
Iron Man is not feeling too well, Mr. Stark. Dr. Doolittle was the worst fucking movie
of all time. I'm so glad I didn't see that.
I like both of them. Josh Brolin or Robert Downey Jr.
Both. Yeah, they're both good. I mean, we've got multiple cowboys to cast. So you could have the Frenchman. I mean, he doesn't need to be French as well.
I want him to be French, though.
Oh, you want him to be French?
I think Robert Downey Jr. As the lead of a new movie is a good idea.
Yeah, that's never gone wrong before.
No.
You like him as really Link? Well
in this. Yeah. I like him as Link. How about for the Samurai, though?
Samurai. I was thinking the IP man. He's done these sort of things. He was in recently John Wick 4.
He's in John Wick 4.
He was really good in that.
He's good in Rogue One.
Who else was in John Wick 4? The Yakuza boss.
The guy from Mortal Kombat as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Hiroyuki Sanada.
He's also really good. So he could actually be really good in this
as
well.
He is good. He is in that new Shogun TV show as well, which I think he's playing the same role as what Tirushu Mifune played in the original version of that TV show, actually. I think they're both playing the same role.
Oh, there you go.
Which is pretty funny. I like both of them. I feel like...
Those are my two thoughts. John Wick 4 was pretty fun. So,
He is from Hong Kong, though. He's not Japanese.
Oh, okay.
So Sonata is...
Well, there you go. That's my vote. I think that would actually be really good.
Cool.
Done. Easy.
Who's an annoying French man that we can cast as the French guy? Timothy Chalamet.
Whoa.
As the French guy.
Whoa, that's a bold choice.
French actors. Who would be a good French...
Hey, you said annoying French actor, but they're all annoying because they're French, though.
Because they're French.
Boo. I'd get satisfaction from Timothy Chalamet getting shot, you know.
I like it, though, because it doesn't make any sense that it's Timothy Chalamet and then Robert Downey Jr. Like,
yeah, the age difference is. The age difference is very funny, though.
I do like that. There's a solid 30 years between them.
Yeah, he's a bit too young, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I feel like he could do a good bad guy. Like,
yeah.
Give that actor, like, 10-15 years, he'll be playing bad guys and everyone's gonna love him, you know?
I feel like you could have him be a young bad guy.
Yeah, like he could be the upstart sort of thing. But it's a slightly different story, I feel, than
that.
Right?
It makes it a bit different, and then it also makes Robert Downey Jr.'s obsession with this kid just... I don't know, I think it would just be kind of funny that he's trying to get back at this guy. I don't know.
It could be a whole, like, he was the mentor, they were the trainee, and now it's the other way around sort of thing. And so it's like, I still got one last thing to teach you, kid.
Yeah.
Never double cross Link from Breath of the Wild. Bang.
Bang. We could get the guy who played Leon the Professional, that French guy. He's a good actor. Yeah. He's a little older,
Yeah, is he still acting? I feel like he's a bit older now.
I don't know if he's still acting.
Yeah, I don't think he's acting.
He's in his
mid-70s. He's quite old. This guy here, maybe, that might work. Gene Durandon?
Dujardin,
yes.
French.
Gene Dujardin.
Oh, French stand-up comedian. Oh, he's in the OSS 117 movies.
Yeah, like he looks pretty good. You know, like, I don't think I've seen much apart from he was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, he's in The Artist. I've seen that.
Yeah. I think he could make a good.
I like this guy.
Yeah. I think he could make a good bad guy.
Yeah, you know what? I'll put him in. I think someone a bit younger is good. So.
Yeah, he's a. I mean, he's still a bit old. He's still a bit old now, but he's got that sexy vibe.
Yeah.
He's got that sexy vibe that was in the first one.
That's
so true.
For Christina, I'm thinking Penelope Cruz, maybe?
Yeah.
Could be good. Also, kind of around the same age as Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Margaret Robbie, I was thinking of, actually, would be kind of interesting. But we definitely need to change the role. I think we're going to have less of... You can't trust her because she's a contrarian.
Mm.
And more of a, you can't trust her because she's smarter than she lets on.
That's what I'm thinking. And I think Penelope Cruz would be really good at that. That's what she did in her Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
That's true.
Which she is pretty good in. I don't know. I just saw her recently in the movie called Ferrari. And I was like, she needs to be in more. So
I'll give you that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Pirates of the Caribbean, that was a rough one. But... Yep. Yeah, I think she could do it. And definitely it's like a, you can't trust her because she's actually a lot smarter because she's obviously, she's just dating Gorsh for the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so she's trying to manipulate everyone to get the money haul. And that'll be more her sort of thing.
Yeah.
Less dumb person, you know?
And that's four roles. There isn't really a fifth person that we can put in here, though, even though we do usually do five.
That is a good question, because we do normally do five, but those are the four main roles. There's that one bandit that has, like, a small story arc where he tries to kill the guy. There's the ambassador, the Japanese ambassador there is himself. The
Japanese ambassador's good.
There's the random Japanese bodyguard that gets killed, but not really... It's not really a lot after that. There's the sheriff. The sheriff right at the start of the film who they make jump off the train.
Oh, it looks like
it looks like the stuntman actually jumped off the train.
That was a really impressive stunt. I don't know what his name stunt. Is, though, yeah. like as a character.
Yeah, no, because he gets literally less than like a minute of screen time. Yeah. So maybe not the best character to give a role to.
No, maybe not. I can't think of any other characters, though. Could there be... Pogo, who is
the
chef or something, helps out around the hotel.
Pogo, yeah, that's funny. Jack Black.
Sure.
or you could do the woman who runs the...
Pepita.
...night establishment, because she had an important role, right? Not a long role in the film, but an important one because she was with Link, right?
Pepita's pretty good.
Pepita. Who do you want for Pepita?
We could have Alay Seydoux, who is actually a Bond girl. She was in the most recent ones, but she's really good. She's in a bunch of great stuff, like Wes Anderson, Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She's got a big repertoire.
Yeah, she's in
his Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heaps of
Wes
Anderson movies. I think that could be good.
June. Wow.
Wait, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Dune Part 2. She must be one of the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. There you go. You know what? All right. I'll give you that, Sandra. Yeah. There you go. That's a good one.
And for a director,
Michael Bay.
He will handle this with class.
He'll handle this with class. Explosion. Boobs.
Oh, boy. God,
what a man child. So you could do Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinertz.
What have they done?
They did everywhere. They did Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, Daniels.
Yeah. The double Daniel boys.
Double Daniel boys. Also did Daniel Radcliffe's Dead Body.
Yeah. Oh, one of my all time favorites. I actually love that.
I like that. They're really
probably good. My favorite movie featuring Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Full stop. All of the Harry Potter. Garbage compared to Swiss Army Man.
That one feels really good. No, for sure. I like that. I think. How about? I like them a lot.
Yeah.
My thought. I don't know if I prefer yours or mine. Honestly, okay. Is the guy who did all the John Wick movies.
Chad. Yeah.
Stahelski. Who is a stuntman, has worked with. Some of the cast that we've
Because I got them mostly from John Wick.
Mostly from John Wick.
Yeah. Well, John Wick's definitely more action focused, though. That's the whole point. Is it was like we do lots of good action.
Yeah.
Let's put a basic story around, which I guess is a Western.
It's pretty much a Western. Also, I feel like it's pretty easy to do Western shootouts. I'm not saying that yeah. it's easy to direct that, but it's harder they to direct will, sword fights. You
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
They will do great action for yeah. that film, and that will be a majority of the film. Okay, I like your one.
Okay.
My one was more leaning it towards the comedy.
That's
but
true.
I'm sure we could also get like some extra writers in, you know, make sure we flesh out a buddy cop, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of characters. Yeah, yeah. I like your one.
Cool. All right. Well, there we go. That's a remake of Red Son.
Because I feel like John Wick is like the Westerns of today, right? It's a modern Western where you've got the hero who's in all the shootouts going against all the odds sort of thing. It's more like a Texas Ranger sort of thing, right? The Lone Ranger, you know? You've got one super guy versus lots of bad guys,
that's
right?
That's true. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, there we go. That is the entire episode done and dusted.
That was a fun one, Sandra.
That was a good movie. And you'll be picking what we do next week in a second. But first, I got to say, if you also had a fun time, everyone who is tuned in right now... then thank you so much.
None of them did. They all had a terrible time.
Then you can let us know and also help new people find it by reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on all the things, or commenting on YouTube, all the stuff, wherever you are listening to it. If there's a way to review us, we would very much appreciate you doing so. We are also on patreon.com/oldiebuddygoodiepod if you want ad-free episodes of the show. If you also want bonus episodes, you get a new one every month. We got Killer Condom up right now from January. New episode coming out in a couple weeks on Friday the 13th. He's in New York now, which I'm excited for. But yeah, heaps of fun stuff coming up on that too throughout the year, which is going to be good fun. But that's all the stuff and things we're on. All the socials. Say hi to us. Send us an email. There's links in the episode description. Zach, you got to pick next week's movie from 1972 and then watch it and then review it without any breaks. No breaks are allowed.
Why can't we have a break?
If you could just import the movie into your head and then talk about it while you're watching it in your head, that would be perfect. Because we really just don't have time. We don't have time this year.
Why?
Because we don't. Trust me.
What? You're a very rushed version of Sandra. Maybe it's because I want to rush through all of that you're doing right now.
It's your subconscious plane. That would make sense if this was a dream, but it's not a dream. It's not a coma. This is real. And you need to pick the next movie.
Do you know what else is real?
What's real?
Real good. Return of the Dragon.
What's that?
It stars Bruce Lee in a fantastic... Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris.
Oh my god.
That one's a fun one. I think that one's the one, Way of the Dragon, is where the famous one where Chuck Norris fights Bruce Lee.
That sounds fun. You've got The Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yes. I saw that one.
Yeah,
which is about...
A
ship turning upside down and everyone dies.
Yeah, ship turns upside down in a tsunami and everyone dies. is what that movie is about.
Wow, sounds great.
A little bit of a...
What about this, Sandro? Fists of Fury, which is definitely different from the movie I last suggested, which is featuring Bruce Lee in a young martial artist returns home for a funeral of his martial arts teacher who died under mysterious circumstances.
You could do Pink Flamingos, which is about a bizarre fat woman and her misfit family compete with a Baltimore couple to be named the filthiest people alive.
That looks dumb.
I don't want to watch that movie purely because she eats dog shit in the film and the actor actually did it. That's the only thing I know about that movie. I love the director.
What
I love John Waters. I don't want to watch someone eat shit.
Why did they make her eat real shit?
It's the 70s. Everyone was fucked.
Why couldn't they just make fake shit for her to eat?
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
You could pick it, though.
No. Absolutely not, now that I know that. Dracula, AD
1972. Ooh, nice.
Van Helsing dispatches Dracula to his grave, only for the Dark Lord to be reborn in 1972.
That sounds dumb.
When the swinging trendies of London decide to experiment with a little devil worshipping. Woohoo!
Oh, that could be fun, maybe.
There's tits in the poster. That one looks crazy.
There's The Godfather, obviously, the first Godfather movie.
Oh, yeah, The Godfather.
We're not a film bro podcast, though. though. We can't do
that's
that.
That's true. That's
we can't
true.
Do that.
What about Conquest of the Planet of the Apes?
No, we're not doing another Planet of the Apes.
But Sandro, I want to do another.
You can pick it if you want.
I want to do another Planet of the Apes, Sandro.
You could do Solaris, which is a Russian sci-fi, kind of like 2001 Space Odyssey, that sort of vibe.
What about Godzilla versus Gigan?
It's just a generic Godzilla movie?
Yeah, with versus a big spiky chicken. But Sandro, a lot of these movies sound really good and sure. really fun. Like, sure. there's a lot of great Bruce Lee movies, and I love Bruce Lee. Those would be awesome. His That'd iconic fight with Chuck Norris.
That could be good.
Fantastic.
Could be good
you got The
do.
Godfather.
Yeah.
Literally an icon of cinema itself.
It's pretty
you know.
Good.
But we wouldn't want to be film bros.
No, fuck that.
Which is why I've got the best choice, Sandro.
Oh, you're laughing. This can't be good.
I might be picking this purely on the poster itself, because it's so good.
All right.
It's one of my favorite of all time.
Yeah?
But the movie is called Frogs.
What the frogs. Fuck? Frogs 19.
It's a horror movie about frogs.
That poster's... It's just a frog with a hand in its mouth.
It's... Fantastic.
It's eating a hand. Today, the pond. Tomorrow, the world.
Oh, shit. It starts off with the description, unsurprisingly, which is an interesting way to start. Grumpy Southern Chemical Baron Jason is not terribly concerned with the environment.
Oh,
I guess that's unsurprising.
He doesn't care about the environment.
When a wildlife photographer in the area stumbles upon us, the snake-bitten corpse of a... Croquette's gardener, who was sent out to spray pesticide. He knows something's amiss.
Oh my goodness.
He attempts to warn his family, blah, blah, blah. Local animals begin to behave strangely, but Crockett stubbornly refuses to do anything about it.
Oh my god. It's a bit of an eco-horror film.
And it's called Frogs.
It's called Frog.
I want to do a film called Frogs, Sandro.
All right. Let's do Frogs next week on the podcast.
Yeah, Frogs.
Oh, we really are doing trash.
I told you, we're gonna do some trash, and it's the time for trash. We could do The Godfather, one of the most iconic pieces of cinema. Nope, we're doing Frogs.
Let's do Frogs, and we're gonna do it right now, because I got this time travel device.
Oh my god, can I have a break? I just want to have a snack. I haven't eaten for 2 days.
You can eat while watching Frogs.